Texas has 122 cyclospora cases, second only to Iowa among the states affected. More than 350 people nationwide have become ill since June.
What makes it different in the United States is we don't see it often. The first time it showed up here was in 1996. We had 1,500 people sick, and Texas was kind of the epicenter. It was a result of imported food.
Russ Jones with Tarrant Public Health told county commissioners that the DFW metro counties have 75% of all Texas cases. Finding the source is proving difficult.
And in the national calls yesterday, the FDA, what they could tell us, they're leaning towards leafy greens at this point, but that doesn't exclude other produce. What we're telling people, and it doesn't eliminate the risk entirely, is just to wash your fruits and vegetables very well. The idea is to wash off the sporocysts that are on there. You can't see them, and that'll prevent you from probably getting sick.
Jones says the illness can last a couple of months.
You lose your appetite, so in case the diarrhea is explosive, you don't want to eat for weeks at a time. Literally, you just don't eat, and people lose quite a bit of weight.
Cyclospora infections can be treated with antibiotics. Jones expects more cases in North Texas before the outbreak peaks. Tarrant County leads with 28, 23 in Dallas. Collin reports 18 cases and 14 in Denton County. B.J. Austin, KERA News.